Michael Moore has combined box office success with bare-knuckled social activism in films like Roger and Me and Bowling for Columbine. Now he's at the center of a controversy once again. The Walt Disney Company is blocking its Miramax film studio from distributing Moore's latest documentary. It's called Fahrenheit 9/11. The film is critical of the Bush administration's response to the terror attacks in 2001. The Walt Disney Company did not respond to our request for comment today in time for this broadcast. Michael Moore says that Michael Eisner, the head of Disney, was the one who decided not to distribute the film.
I was told that Disney could not and would not release the film because Michael Eisner did not want to offend Jeb Bush. Disney was up for millions of dollars of tax abatements and tax incentives for their various projects in the state of Florida. And he told my agent, in no way, shape, or form will he ever distribute this film because he did not want to jeopardize that deal.
Now, on your website, you say that this is really about politics and censorship. And I'm just wondering how you really know that it's about politics, since Disney, at least at this point, at the time we're having this conversation, has not yet officially issued a statement.
Well, I believe a spokesman of theirs told the New York Times that because of the political nature of the film, they didn't want to offend the people who disagree with that political point of view. Of course, that goes contrary to exactly why a free press exists and why a media company exists. It's so that all points of view are expressed. I would be just as offended if they refused to release a film that was in favor of George Bush and his policies. This film does not have a political party, you know, partisan position here. It's not a pro-John Kerry film. It's a film that asks a number of questions about how we're fighting the war on terrorism, whether we should be in Iraq, and the corporate control that has increased in this country to where decisions are now made based on what's good for Halliburton instead of what's good for the people of the United States.
Is this a case where Disney could come back and say, perhaps you should have looked at the fine print? The company does have a contractual relationship that allows it to bar Miramax from distributing a film if it's not in the best interest of the company. Is this a case where Disney could say, well, we're just simply exercising our rights?
But that contract specifically states that the only two reasons they can prohibit Miramax from distributing a film is if the film's budget has gone over $30 million or if it receives an NC-17 rating. Neither of these exemptions apply with Fahrenheit 9/11.
Michael, could you tell us about the film in a nutshell, if that's fair to ask a filmmaker to give a brief description of his film? But could you do that, give us just a brief description of the film?
The film deals with the state of the nation right now, and how George Bush and his people have used this tragic event to further their agenda in a way that's not, in my humble opinion, beneficial to the American people. The film covers a wide range of subjects, from the Bush family relationship with the Saudi royal family and how decisions are being made with money in mind, just as the decision to not distribute this film was made with money in mind.
The title of your film is taken from Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury's futuristic tale about censorship. And in this case, you're portraying yourself as a victim of modern-day censorship, and there is a bit of irony there. Your critics are already saying that this is really a publicity stunt.
Well, I didn't call you. You called me. This just makes all of our lives much worse, and frankly, this is not good for me or the film. Personally, I'm just very disappointed because I've always actually thought fairly well of Michael Eisner. I don't think he's one of the evil corporate chairmen that we've often covered in our work. That's why I'm actually more disappointed than I am angry at this.
It sounds like Disney is going to stick with this decision. Are you confident that the film is going to make it to the theaters this summer?
This film is going to be in theaters come hell or high water. I will not rest until this film is seen. And if I have to take it around myself in a van and project it in theaters across America, that's...
Well, there was a time when you used to do that.
And I'm more than happy to go back to doing it, because I will not let Disney or anyone else tell me or any of my fellow Americans, you cannot see this.
Michael, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Filmmaker Michael Moore. His latest film, Fahrenheit 9/11, will open at the Cannes Film Festival later this month. Disney's Michael Eisner told reporters today at Disneyland that the assertions by Moore's agent are, in Eisner's words, ridiculous and totally not true.